Shalom Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everyone, to change their atmosphere, to have the atmosphere of heaven, and if you will, to co-partner with God in everything that you do, in your family, in your finances, in your creativity, in your relationships, every arena. Are there some arenas that you would like changed? Are you just, have you reached a point where, well, I guess it's never going to change? Patricia King, what would you say to someone that's pretty much given up?
Oh, my, we can never give up because we have so much in God that we can work with, Sid. Life is wonderful. Jesus said, I came that you would have life and that you would have it in its abundance. And there's a glorious life for everyone. And we can actually create that life with God when we understand the keys that he gives us to do that with.
All right, let's take a practical situation. You were having some problems from people and you decided to relocate. You found a nice city called Maricopa, Arizona, but they were going through a huge recession at the time you were moving in. I would say that had to be a pretty bleak moment in your life.
You know, Sid, we don't have to track with the world. We can make everything work together for good for us because that's God's purpose. When we walk with him, he'll lead us to do just that. And so while living in Maricopa, it was actually one of the largest cities in the building boom. I mean, it was just next to Vegas. It was the biggest city of explosive growth. And then kaboom, in the recession, it just lost it. The houses were lost. There was foreclosures everywhere. And on the news and everything, they would say, oh, it's going to be so oppressed. It's going to be so heavy. But we determined, as those who lived in the city, because when you live in a city, you have authority from God to bring his light into the darkness. Wherever you live, you have authority to bring the light into the darkness. We said, no, we're not going to accept a recession. We're not going to accept oppression that comes from what the world says, because our God says that we can be blessed. So we sent out prayer teams every single week. In fact, we still do it. Every Tuesday, we go around our city and proclaim blessing over the city. And we just commanded the blessing of God. And, you know, it was awesome to see what the Lord did, because the recession actually brought enormous blessings to many people in that they were giving away houses for like just pennies on the dollar. And so many Christians were able to pick up homes and own homes who had never been able to before because they were being sold for so little.
Could this be why for the last maybe, Patricia, the last maybe 10, 12 years, prophets have been telling God's people to get out of debt so that when those things happen, they can take advantage of them?
Well, we were able to take a lot of advantage here. And then a lot of people got lower rents as well. So even people who had lost their homes got into housing that was so affordable for them where they had been struggling before. So we just began to decree the blessing. We said, Lord, we're going to turn everything that the enemy meant for harm, we're going to work together for good. And a lot of the businesses in our city were starting to close their doors, but we thought, well, let's start planting businesses instead. Instead of seeing them go down, let's plant. And in fact, we did a building project for our ministry in the midst of the recession that the government of the city said, what's going on here? How can you do this? Why are you able to build when everyone else is having to close down? And so we became a light for the city and even for the city council.
Tell me about when you were threatened by some gangs.
Well, we had friends in the inner workings of the city, let's say that, and they had become aware that there was a very dark gang, a very well-known gang that was going to headquarter in our city. They decided to headquarter in our city. They'd actually put offer on the property and everything. And so we got wind of this. And he said, please pray, because if they come in, it's going to be a headquarter for drug distribution and a whole lot of other stuff. And so we thought, not on our watch. That is not going to happen. So we started fasting and praying and making decrees over our city, that our city was for the glory of God, and that we refused to let darkness in. And unless that gang was going to come in and get saved, they were not going to be able to come in and set up their headquarters here. And we just decreed that in the name of Jesus. And you know, Sid, it says in Job 22:28 that when you decree a thing, it will be established. And Esther 8:8 says that when you make a decree in the name of a king, it will not be revoked. And so we just did it with confidence. And then it was in a very short time after that that this gentleman who was inside the city let us know. They said, okay, the whole thing fell through, and they decided not to move into this city, that they're going to go somewhere else. And we thought, well, let them be driven right into the arms of Jesus.
You know, another friend of mine that is in heaven right now, his name was Dr. Derek Prince. He understood the power of decree. And would you give us an example? Exactly what is a decree? What are you doing? And then give us an actually do it.
Yeah, a decree is actually an official order issued by a legal authority. That is the definition of decree, an official order issued by a legal authority. In Psalm 138, verse 2, God says he magnifies his word above his name. And in Romans 4:17, it says that we can call things into being that don't even exist. Isaiah 55:11 says that when we decree the word, it doesn't return void. It goes forth and accomplishes everything that it's sent to do. And so the kingdom of God is voice activated. And so as we decree the word of God, that is the highest authority. That word carries the highest authority in all the universe, because there's no other authority greater than Jesus Christ. So his words are spirit and they are life. And when you make decree of his word, it will come to pass. It will be established. It goes out and creates framework. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God. And so we can decree into our life, into our families, into our businesses, into our ministry, the blessing of God, because he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He has blessed us with everything that pertains to life and to godliness. So we have everything that we need to create a realm of glory in every aspect and dimension of our life.
Now, did you use this principle in areas like Cambodia and Thailand when you were rescuing those young children that were caught in sex trafficking?
When we first went into Phnom Penh, Cambodia, which is a hub of sex trafficking, we started making decrees saying, we decree the light into the midst of this darkness. We decree freedom into the midst of this oppression. And we just would go in and start making decrees of the word of God. And we actually literally saw everything shift. Phnom Penh is a different city today than what it was even just a few years ago, because Christians have gone in making decrees of the word of God.
Would you make a few decrees right now?
Absolutely. In fact, Sid, I see, especially right now, what's on a lot of people's hearts is the area of finance. And the word says that all of your needs will be met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So I decree over all of our listeners a shift in their provisional levels. And I say, let the level rise. Let the level be filled in the name of Jesus according to the word of God that declares all your needs will be met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I also decree favor upon every one of the listeners today, that you are favored by God, The word says that you have been surrounded with favor as a shield. And the Lord says, start to expect increased favor, not only with God, but with man also. Start to expect open doors, because the favor of God is going before you. I also decree light into the midst of depression. I see in my spirit right now, some of the listeners are struggling with depression and hopelessness and despair. But I decree over you that light is entering that darkness right now. And that there is hope being created in you right now. And the Lord decrees over you that you are to rise up and take hold of all the potential that He offers you in this hour, because it is there for you. Rise up, arise, and be blessed.
Boy, I can feel the presence of God on those words. I want Patricia King to mentor you on her series called Create Your World, 5 CDs. In 15 different lessons, an interactive workbook, and a book called Create Your World. And I'm going to tell you, it'll show you how to create your atmosphere for God's promises, God's favor, and God's blessing in your life. There is more, and God wants you to experience it in this life now. Available for a gift of $59, Shabbat broadcast. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord, He's smiling upon you right now. The Lord is surrounding you with His favor right now. The Lord is gifting you from heaven. It's coming right into you right now. The Lord is giving you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. Right now, in the name that is above every problem, every need, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha Yisar Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222 Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.